As I told the team, I'm not into moral victories, but these guys fought and played and scratched and clawed and gave a great effort today. I thought we did a lot of awful good things. We had hardly any penalties till the end of the ball game. I thought defensively we swarmed the ball. We got off of blocks. We we were aggressive in really everything that we did. And offensively, I thought we had some great drives. Teddy had some great throws. There was two of them that one that Charles Johnson got jammed a little bit and they missed it. And then the one, the one was a poor throw on the second interception. But the offensive line for the guys that we had in there fought their rear ends off. And hopefully, just like I said last week, when I wasn't happy with our performance, this week we played well enough to win. We just didn't win on the scoreboard. And hopefully that this will springboard us into the kind of football team that I want to have without the loss, obviously. Questions?
Just talk about the decision at the end to go for the 68-yard field goal versus the Hail Mary.
Either one's kind of a shot in the dark, but, Blair's hit 70-yarders in practice before, so I figured that was the best chance to win the football game.
What happened that led to the delay of the game right before that, though?
The clock was running down, and the communicator went off to the quarterback, and he couldn't get the play.
And Asiata, that play, you wished he had maybe gotten out of bounds. That seems like that certainly hampered you during that drive.
Which play?
A little pass to Asiata, and then Teddy had to spike it.
Yeah.
In that situation before? Is that something you addressed the league, or what do you do about that?
Well, it goes out in a certain time period when the clock runs down. So it got down to 15 seconds and went out.
It looked like you were out of steamroll in the way the game started, and that first interception kind of turned everything around, didn't it?
Well, we were playing good, but that interception gave him some life. I thought I think defensively we were getting some three and outs, and I thought we were physical and taking away the things they wanted to do there. They tried to throw a bunch of screens because of some of the things that we do, and so, but.
On that first interception, it looked like Charles Johnson got tripped up a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you think the throw would have got Charlie up and able to get to it? Any idea?
I don't know. He wasn't able to get up to the ball. He got collisioned, and then he wasn't able to get up to it. And he threw it a little high.
How do you think Xavier matched up with Calvin when he was on it? It looked like they were maybe trying to put him in the slot more to get him away from Rhodes a little bit too.
Yeah, they did a couple times, but they do that. Anyway, I thought Xavier battled well. There's obviously times we were helping him, but there was times when we weren't too. So, I think it's good to be able to have a guy that feels comfortable. I called him on, I guess it was Monday, and said, I need you to go with this guy this week.
What did he say when you kind of offered him that challenge?
So I'm ready.
What does it say to, we didn't see a lot of Cordero early in the game, but you had him out there in the final moments of the game. You got that one fourth down pass thrown to him. What was the decision to kind of to go with him then?
Well, we just felt like Jarius was hurting a little bit, and we needed to get him in the ballgame. We'll continue to get him in the ballgame these next two weeks.
What anything that you didn't know before? Have you learned about Teddy this year in terms of how he responds to mistakes or bad plays or bad quarters or bad halves?
I think he's pretty resilient in really everything. I asked Scott at halftime, Scott Turner. I asked him, how is he? Is he okay? And he said, yeah, he's fine. He's no worries. I mean, he never gets too high or too low. He's very even keeled. I thought offensively we had a pretty good plan against them. I thought our backs ran hard. You know, we kept fighting for extra yards. It was a heck of a, you know, we had a couple plays that, one play that Rudolph had a bunch of extra yards, one play that Red Ellison had a bunch of extra yards, and Jarius, that's right. And so, you know, that where we're at right now, that's what we have to do to be in position to win football games.
At the start of the second half, it seemed like it was pretty conservative on offense to get going. Was that to see if he was okay, you know, runs and simple screens and no?
No. We hit the screen for first down, didn't we? Yeah. So, I mean, we're trying to call plays to gain yards, which I believe we had 380 today.
Talk about the highs and lows of that one drive when you were still up 14-13. You had second and 28. Teddy made a couple nice plays. You got the first down, but then yet the field goal gets blocked. What were kind of the highs and lows of that particular drive?
Well, it's disappointing when you get the field goal blocked, but I mean, that's not the time to. I don't think there was any lull with anybody. You know, the defense was ready to go back out there and stop them, and you know, we had, you know, they blitzed us on the first down play and got us minus one, and then we got sacked, and then we missed the field goal. So, you know, we expect to make those.
So accurate on most of his throws. Did something go wrong on the interception intended for Jennings, or was it just a bad throw?
It was a bad throw. Threw it behind him, and I don't know if I've ever seen him throw it that way before in a long, long time. And then the only other throw that, you know, he missed some throws, but at the end of the ball game there to Jarius Wright, he had a chance that he just overthrew him just a little bit. But, you know.
What else do you need to see for this team to springboard, like you said, into the team that you want it to be?
Play like today, but finish for win. I mean, if we play like this that we did today, we prepare, we practice, we don't make the mistakes, the penalties, which we didn't today. You know, we've taken great care of the football for the last 5-6 weeks or something like that. But this team will battle. They'll fight. They'll compete. And that's what I've been trying to preach since the day I walked in, is that's what I want to get done. Obviously, you want to get a win, but keep doing things like this, the wins will stack up. I've been doing this for a long, long time, and I've seen the teams that come out with a great effort and great heart and great fight each and every day and each and every week win. And so.
What's it say about the defense? You're missing three starters out there, and you come out, they don't get a first down in the first quarter, and obviously overall it was a solid defensive effort.
Yeah, I thought we did some good things. You know, when you're playing a team that has that much explosive weapons, you have to pick your spots in all the things that you do. And, you know, third down obviously was a key today. But getting the opportunity, and, you know, they went to the screens, I think, to avoid some of the pressure situations that they got into. And But they made enough plays to win the game.
What's your confidence level in Blair right now? I know it's hard to fault him for not getting a 68-yarder, but
he missed the one long field goal. I don't know how long was it, 52, 53. Hey, you know, I have not lost any confidence in him. You know, like I say, this, you know, the end of the ball game, he hit it pretty good. You know, I thought I had a chance.
Manziel had his first start today, had a tough time. Do you think Teddy getting to play these games was going to really end up benefiting him?
Experience in this season, where I know you guys
played as early as you did, but.
I continue to think the more that he plays, the better he gets. I mean, you know, he had a couple bad plays today, but for the most part, you know, he shows the ability to do what we need to do offensively. getting in and out of the right place, to, you know, his accuracy, his composure, the all those things. And so, you know, maybe, I mean, I'm glad that he's playing and learning and you know, in our offensive line, you know, we had 8 sacks last time, and you know, we're keeping him upright, and so that's important.
When you look at the personnel you have available to you right now on offense, a lot of the guys are not at full speed and everything else. To get that number of yards, that's probably one of your more remarkable accomplishments this year, isn't it?
Well, they're a really good defense. You know, their front is excellent. Their secondary is good. Their linebackers are fast. But, you know, like I said, we did some things today that allowed us to continue drives. The extra effort that we put in, some of the throws that Teddy made, you know, I know he didn't like the screen, but the screen was a pretty good play. And the slants, he hit on some of those, you know, but, you know, it just goes to show you that sometimes when guys get opportunities, they step up and they continue to fight. And that's really, you know, every day is not going to be perfect. Every day isn't going to be perfect. Every play is not going to be perfect. But if you continue to fight and battle and compete against the guy that you're playing against, then you have a chance to help your football team.
All right. You just real quick on Jerry's right. You mentioned he's banged up. Anything in particular?
I don't know. You know, guys go in and out of the game because of things. I don't know.